It's important to revisit stories, and you recall the Kelly brothers, Bill and John, two Cork men who left Cork many years ago, quite young actually, and relocated and lived their entire life in London. Well, John died and Bill died in London in January, very close in dates to each other. And I wanted to update because there was talk over the past few weeks since January, actually, to be honest with you, since January, so quite a long time, as to where they would be buried, as to whether they would be brought back home here and buried in family plots or in their beloved Cork, or unfortunately in a pauper's grave in London. And I wanted to update because a couple of weeks has passed. They died within a few weeks of each other, as you know, and their bodies were being kept in a morgue in London. And a company called Finders International were looking after trying to trace relatives back in Cork and trying to repatriate the two men perhaps back to Cork to be buried here. And I wanted to check in with Padraig Grennan just to get an update as to where they were at with that. So, Padraig, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Any updates? Because time is ticking on. So I said I'd just touch base with you again.
Yeah, there is an update. Now, I'll know more exactly as regards funeral rates early next week. But it has been confirmed that the remains of John Kelly, he will be cremated in the UK next week or possibly the week after. And his twin brother, Bill, is to be buried in Ireland. There's a grave, his father's grave is in Cork, so his remains are to be repatriated hopefully the next week or early the following week to be buried in Cork. Now, I've been liaising with the funeral directors over in the UK, and literally they are just waiting on the death certificate to be issued, and once that happens the remains will be brought over to Ireland.
The obvious question here is, why are they being split up?
Well, it seems that Bill had expressed wishes that he wished to be buried in Ireland. John, the family are adamant that they want John to be buried with his mother in the UK. He spent most of his life in the UK and he didn't express any wishes, but some of the family members are aware that Bill at all times want to be brought back to Ireland, so the family just want to see those wishes through.
Oh, I see. So John wants to be left express wishes to be buried with Mam, but Bill left express wishes that he wanted to be buried back in the home country.
Exactly. So that's going to happen the week after next, I'd imagine, the funeral will take place in Ireland.
Okay, and what about footing bills and expenses for both? Where are you at with that, do you know?
Yeah, as you're probably aware, there's a fund has been set up by the Irish Post, the newspaper in the UK, and I think there's over £6,000 has been raised by very generous members of the public. So that'll go towards the proceeds of Bill's funeral. And John himself had some property, so the expenses of his funeral will come out of his own estate when that happens.
So the 6,000 will be spent bringing Bill back to Cork to be buried here?
That's it, exactly. Yeah, okay. There'll be obviously costs in the UK, but there'll be costs in Ireland as well. So it should be covered by the expenses, the money that's in the Irish Post have raised.
Yeah. Well, if the Irish Post hadn't taken up the story day one, and if you hadn't done such detective work, none of this would have come to the attention of anyone, I would imagine. No disrespect to the families involved or anything. And they could have ended up in a pauper's grave, couldn't they, Padraig?
They could have. You know, the council got in touch with us about this, and we do a lot of work in Ireland and in the UK with council too. People might think it would happen very rarely, but unfortunately it happens more often than you would think, whereby somebody passes away and there's no family to be found. So the council in this case contract us, and again we did what we do and found some family back in Ireland. So it all worked out in the end, thankfully, in this instance.
Yeah. What kind of a timescale are we now looking at?
We're looking at in the next 2 weeks. This should be wrapped up, I think. I'm hoping now to call on Monday or Tuesday of next week and get a date for when Bill's remains were brought home. And it's only going to take a couple of days once that happens.
And you'll be closing the book on this one?
This is it, yeah. Now, happy to give you a ring there and let you know so you can let your listeners. I know there's a lot of interest in Cork. So once I know an exact date of when his remains will be coming home, I can then liaise with the family. And what we'll do is we'll just determine the date of the funeral. So say early the following week.
That would be terrific. Yeah. Because, you know, if you start a story, it's always best to see it right through to the end. And it's important that people are
Absolutely.
Brought up to the loop. So it's interesting, just finally, because I often see in newspapers ads put in the papers by solicitors' offices next to the deaths column saying, you know, such and such a person has died and there's like a call out for relatives. It always makes me quite sad. Is that because These people literally, you know, didn't have anybody in their lives when they died, and they've left an estate behind them?
That's exactly what happens, yeah. I mean, you might have an instance where an elderly person might never have married or their spouse predeceased them. What happens is they have, they might have had no siblings. So really, you know, they're on their own in this world. It's a sad ending really for them. But I mean, those ads are commonplace, and oftentimes solicitors and councils and hospitals and coroners would contact us to give them a handout in this. Now, you know, 9 times out of 10, we'll find next of kin somewhere for them. So if there's any solicitors listening or any members of the council that come across this, by all means, don't hesitate to get in touch. We'd be happy to help.
So that would mean that sometimes people would get information from the far corners of the earth or the world saying, you know, a distant cousin of yours or a second or a third or an aunt that you never knew you had has died and literally left you a fortune kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's happening all the time. I mean, we're very busy in Ireland between cases that might originate in the UK or in America, or likewise, it might start here and we have traced somebody in the UK. So it just depends. It's a two-way street, but we're very busy. That's our core service, if you like, is actually tracing missing beneficiaries and unknown next of kin for unclaimed estates. Your listeners might be familiar with the programme Air Hunters. It's on the BBC every day, so... Yeah. We're one of the main firms on there, and that's our core business. Yes.
Okay, well, continued success with that, and we'll talk again in the next week to 2 weeks, and we'll talk and update and finally lay these two wonderful gentlemen to rest. Padraig,
sure,
thanks for taking
the
call. Cheers for now.
Thank you.
Take care. Padraig Grennan has Finders International.